Matameo, Disc 9.
Chapter 40. Basil dodged about in the rays of the setting sun.
I say, look, you chaps, this must have been a herb garden. Aha, mint! Yum, yum! I'm rather partial to a bit of fresh mint. Achoo! Bless me, there's thyme around here somewhere. It always makes me sneeze. Achoo! Ah, here it is. Very tasty, too. Achoo!
The trackers were camped in the old cultivated garden land. Shrew fires burned red against the twilight, and a delicious aroma permeated the air. Cheek took a taste from the end of a ladle.
God, marvellous! What is it?
Logalog chopped wild chicory with his sword and threw it in the pot.
That's special. There's so much still growing round here that we have a wide choice. I'm calling it Hunter's Hot Pot. There's only water to drink, but I'm making apple fritters in honey to follow.
Jess Squiddle looked over towards the twin black silhouettes of the Badger and Bell Rocks in the distance.
What an amazing sight, Matthias! You'd think for all the world that those shapes were real.
Matthias was busy with Jabez Stump and Sir Harry. They were studying the map and poem again.
Well, that's the Badger and the Bell. But this next part sounds pretty desperate. Face the Lord who points the way. Afternoon on summer's day. Death will open up its grave. Who goes there? None but the brave.
They sat in silence around the fire, weighing the ominous words. Sir Harry waddled across to sniff the aromas of the cooking pot and returned heartened.
Dread words do not alarm me when food is on its way. No parchment threat can harm me. Lead on, I say.
Basil gobbled a lettuce leaf.
Well spoken, me old featherface. I feel exactly the same. I can face death after dinner any time. Only thing bothers me is that I might miss tea and supper, what?
Robbed of his noble moments, the owl glared at Basil and stalked off. Matthias tapped the map.
This thing here bothers me. It's like two lines, one at an angle to the other, with sort of little splinters sticking off all along it.
Logalog banged the side of the pot with the ladle.
Come on, come on, never mind death and doom and mysteries. This hot pot's ready. Form a line. No shoving in ahead, Basil. Get to the back. Go on.
Amid much jollity and laughter, the shrews lined up with Matthias and his friends to be served. Basil was eagerly holding his bowl out for a portion of the hunter's hot pot when an eerie voice rang out. Logalog paused. The ladle deepened the pot.
What was that?
Basil waggled his bowl.
Don't know, old chap. Fill the bowl, please. There's a good fella.
Matthias and Orlando grabbed their weapons, but a call from Cheek reassured them.
It's all right. An old rabbit showed up over here.
The newcomer was an ancient rabbit. He even had a wispy white beard. He staggered into the firelight, waving his paws and shouting in a wavery voice.
Doom! Death! Destruction and darkness! Doom, I say! Doom!
Basil waggled his ears at the ancient one.
I say, old chap, push off and let a bloke have his hot pot, will you?
They gathered around the rabbit. Matthias bowed to him.
I am Matthias, the warrior of Redwall, and these are my friends. We mean you no harm. What is your name, sir? And what is this place called?
The rabbit stared straight ahead.
All about me is doom.
Oh, give your whiskers a rest, you old fogey.
Basil called out as he nudged Logalog to use his ladle.
Or I'll never get served. Doom, doom, death and destruction. Can't you say anything that doesn't begin with a D?
The old rabbit slumped down, his limbs trembling with age. Matthias placed his bowl of food in front of the rabbit and draped a sack about his shaking form. The creature ignored the food and continued his mutterings of death and doom. Cheek peered closely at the old rabbit.
He's fuddled. Got a head full of black dust,
he remarked. Basil gave the otter a stern glance.
Mind your manners in front of your elders.
Matthias turned the same stern glance upon Basil.
Listen to the pot call and the kettle black. You don't seem to be setting Cheek much of an example.
The warrior mouse squatted down in front of the old one, pointing to the tall rocks.
Tell me, sir, what lies beyond those rocks?
For the first time, the rabbit appeared to hear the question. He looked towards the badger and the bell, shaking his head.
Death and darkness, terror and evil,
he intoned, then fell silent and would say no more.